Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions or to find out more about something or to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDondi on those social media channels and, of course, the podcast at fmr.co.za. I've had the Hyundai Tucson 2-liter diesel on test, and it is a utilitarian SUV, and I mean that in a good way. It's all taut, purposeful curves with nearly a straight line if you look at it from the side. It's a good looking car. It is really an exercise in utilitarianism, though, I must tell you. It's a lot of hard plastic, but this is one time I forgive it in a car. It's made for practicality. You've got a wide parcel shelf on the dash above the passenger cubby, and it's perfect for your passenger to store their phone or unwrap their sandwich or whatever it might be. I wonder why more utilitarian cars don't have that. On the subject of practicality, it has a full-size spare. This is new for me. The rear tailgate has a proximity sensor. So if you've got the key in your pocket and it is keyless go, and you walk up to the back of the car, it'll start beeping and open up. You don't need to press a button. You don't need to wave your foot. You don't need to do anything. It's just clever and correct. And rear tailgate is speed adjustable. You can slow it down if you have a good reason to do that, and also set the maximum height quite easily. Getting to the interior, back to the interior, it has a wide double screen Mercedes-Benz style where the instrument cluster and the infotainment system sort of seamlessly integrate with the divide being the space that the steering wheel takes up on the left-hand side. And on the right-hand side, it has an integrated speaker cleverly set in just to the right of the instrument cluster. You get things like heated and cool seats and even three-step rear heated seats. And this car is all about utilitarian controls with real knobs and buttons where it counts. You get some safety stuff. You get blind spot monitoring and safe exit. But on the model that I tested, which was at 709,000 Rand for the 2-liter diesel, you do not get adaptive cruise control. For that, you'd have to spend a little bit more and get the N-line version, which will cost you 859,000 Rand, so a full 150,000 Rand more for the lane keeping, adaptive suspension, and some other things. You get loads of charging ports, you get wireless charging. It really is great. The rear seats flip down with a lever in the boot, so you don't have to stretch over and grab the top of the back seat to fold them flat. I was a little surprised to get a fuel consumption at 8.5 liters per 100 kilometers in testing, and my best was just over 8. This is coming from a 2-liter turbo diesel 4-cylinder, giving you about 137 kilowatts of power and 460 newton meters of torque through an 8-speed auto box driving the front wheels. And Hyundai does claim a 7.4 liter per 100 kilometers, but I think that is best case, not in the real world, and it accelerates from 0 to 100 in about 9.2 seconds. All in all, very practical, wonderful suspension. It's going to get the job done, and it is a great car for the average South African who needs that boxy SUV with a hint of practicality. And that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dondi. That's been the Hyundai Tucson 2-litre diesel. And if you have questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and find me on @DavidDondi on those social media channels. That's DavidDondi, and find the podcast on fmr.co.za.